Our next presentation, Effect of Indazaflam Applications on TIFWA 419 Bermuda Grass Growth, presenting author Ling U.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to my presentation. My name is Ling U, also known as Lali. Today, we are going to talk about the effect of Indazaflam application on TIFWA 419 Bermuda Grass. I am a PhD student at NC State University, study under the direction of Dr. Travis Ginnan. Okay, let's start. Indazaflam. So indazaflam is an alkalizing herbicide and is a cellulose biosynthesis inhibitor. It is a pre-emergence herbicide used for annual grass and broadleaf species. This is one of the strengths of indazaflam. It controls both. It's not one or the other, but it's strong on both. It is also used in established one-season grass species, including Bermuda grass, centipede grass, and Augustine and Dojo grass. This slide shows some chemical properties of indazaflam. From this slide, no matter the solubility or from the absorption coefficient normalized to organic carbon, we know that indazaflam is very moderate, mobile in soil. However, it has a very long half-life. It's up to more than 150 days. So, what are we researching for? If you look at this picture, we'll see that occasionally, or maybe some isolated cases, even we have a great herbicide here, it may cause some injuries in some cases, as we can see from this picture. And here, the picture taken in the same golf courses, we'll see some injury here. So our objective is try to find out, so what caused this, and what some factors will come into play. And we evaluate the indazaflam application rates and the timing on different areas, like in a reduced sunlight versus a full sunlight area. And I think this is very good setup because right now I'm teaching a lab, actually every Monday at this time, and some of my students answered some of the questions I set up to them perfectly. I asked them, what is the advantages and disadvantages for Bermuda grass? And you guys will know in a second what I'm talking about. So those are some material methods. We conducted this research for two trials in this 2 years, as you can see in the top, and our research was in Wilmington, North Carolina, and the turf species we used is TIFWA 419, mowed to 3.2 centimeters height, and our soil is the loamy sand, and the organic matter is from 1.2 to 2.5%. Specifically, this 1.2 is to the reduced sunlight, and 2.5 is the top layer to the full sunlight. And our average pH is 7.1. So here's our setup for our experiment. We have these two test areas, reduced sunlight versus full sunlight, and we have these five application rates as below. Notice that the 65, this rate, it's not currently labeled. However, during the course when the research was conducted, it was labeled. And for our application timings on the right, we have fall only, fall plus spring, and spring only. Here we show some our solar radiation data. As you see from this table, if you compare the full sunlight to the reduced sunlight, and you look at the last row, see the difference? They're pretty consistent for the difference. You can see from the reduced sunlight compared with the full sunlight, they reduced about 27% on average. So those are the data we collected. However, because of time of limitation, don't push out of this stage. I'm going to just talk about maybe focusing on three components of our collected data. So I want to give you a little bit introduction on bioassay. So bioassay, we use the perennial ryegrass as the indication species. And basically, how it was done is after 8 or 12 weeks after initial treatment, we went harvest the soil core, and then we cut them lengthwise, and you lay them flat, you seed them, and after about 28 days, you harvest this perennial ryegrass in 2.5 centimeter increments. And then you collected those increments in different bags and you weigh the fresh mass and then the dry mass. So whenever we conduct research, there's one thing we can never neglect. So the weather data. From this figure, it shows the weather for those 2 years that we conducted our research. Specifically, on the y-axis is the accumulated temperature less than zero hourly recorded per day, and we can see there are drastic difference. At the first year, 2012 to 2013, as shown in this bulk black, and 2013 to 2014, as you can see the dotted red. This dotted red means the second year has very cold, harsh winter, as you can see the very top peak in the middle. So now that's our statistics. After a little weather, we can now run our stats on our collected samples. So we use the split plot design arranged in a randomized complete block, and we have three application timings, four application rates plus non-treated, and three replicates, two systems, and 2 years. We performed our statistic analysis using SAS 9.4, PROC GOM, and our significant level set as 0.05. So now let's look at our results. This figure shows the Bermuda grass cover for our year one, particularly for 12 weeks after spring treatment. So from here, if you look at the x-axis for both full sunlight and then look at the right side for the reduced sunlight, you will see that actually rate doesn't make a difference. No matter if whatever rate you applied, you're not significant. So this is for year one for both full sunlight and reduced sunlight. And the y-axis is the percent cover. So those data are pulled all through these three timings. And the cover visual estimate is on a 0 to 100% scale. However, if we look at year two, the same 12 week after spring initial treatment, and if we take a look at the reduced sunlight, we see that rates actually make a difference on the Bermuda grass cover. So that's very interesting to us. But in the full sunlight, all those application rates are non-significant. When we look at root length and mass data, we found a very similar results. So I know this is a lot of data, so I just want to point out some highlights here. They showed us, tell us a very similar story. We also did the Pearson correlation between visual estimates and the BIA cover, and we found out a very good correlation between the visual estimate and also the DIA cover, as you can see from the R value and the P value. So right now, last bioassay. For this table, I want us to just focusing on these two rows. We found out that for perennial ryegrass bioassay reduction, only the top 0 to 2.5 centimeters are significant different from the rest depths or from the second depths. So from all those, what we show, I know it's almost feel like a lot of data. What we have and what we found. We think that inductance applied for these different timings are very similar. However, the year and the environment that make a difference, and to a less extent, the application rates. And also, in a full sunlight environment, that we found out with suitable growth conditions is not really adversely affected across the year or in different application rates. However, in the reduced sunlight environment, we found out all those characteristics we're testing, they have been significantly reduced. Also, we think this is attributed to a poor growth conditions in the reduced sunlight environment, coupled with those harsh winter weather in year two, what the weather data showed you. Last, the bioassay data suggests that our reduction we observed in the reduced sunlight environment in year two was not primarily due to the bioavailability. So we have our conclusion. We think that actually in desert fling application to an established Bermuda grass area, it is safe for practitioners to apply if they follow labels. However, in a poor growth conditions, it may provide some unacceptable reductions, as we see on the pictures. And also, very importantly, climate may cause turf grass injury and delay recovery. And we think this may hold true for other herbicides, especially other residual herbicides in that kind of weather. For more information, you can relate to our paper that is recently accepted by WIT Technology. And that's some information. Or you can come talk to me afterwards. So that's the presentation. I will be happy to take any questions you may have. The sand content for our research. That's a very good question. I do have it on my Excel sheets. However, I did not put it here, but I can maybe let you know later. Thank you. Any more questions? Yes. Oh, so the question is, do I have any idea why you apply different rates but you don't have a significant difference? Very good question. And actually, this question is why we tried all those aspects to answer that question. So notice that because there are two different environments, it's a full sunlight and also a reduced sunlight, as my students in my class, they answer that one thing they don't like about Bermuda grass is they have very poor shade tolerance. So sometimes in that kind of environment, they're already in a poor growth condition, so different rates can cause a significant difference. But in a full sunlight, you even apply different rates, and those are labeled allowed, and so they're okay. They don't really affect their Bermuda grass cover. And secondly, notice that for year two, because we have very harsh winter weather in North Carolina, maybe some people here, folks, know that. So I hope that answered your question, those 2 points. Thank you. Any more questions? Yes, please. Wow, that's a 1 million question. Thank you. So the question was, is the year two back-to-back applied with year one? That's a very good question because people are concerned about it. So the answer is no. It is in a very, I would say, adjacent area, the same course, but it's not on the same spot. So thank you. Yeah. So I think that definitely when we design our experiment, we have to really take that into consideration. So that's a very good question. Thank you. Any more questions from any of our audience? Or you can ask me a question later. Yes, sir.
Any measurements of root mass or rhizome mass?
So that gentleman's question is, did I take any measurement on root mass or rhizome? Yes, we did have a root mass and root length and those. data, but because of limitation of time, I did not really present here. However, in our paper, we do have those table. You can get a copy from me or look it up, and we do have that data. So, thank you. That's a very good question because it's a very good measurement.
Thank our speaker.
Thank you.